Okay, sir. Thank you so much for holding for me. I apologize for the wait.
Yeah.
Now, in order, if we, if you were to switch to the Jeep, you would need to, I would be able to cancel this account because the items have already been sent to the warehouse. We're not able to stop that shipment. So you would need to go back online to make the purchase for the Jeep if you wanted to switch to the Jeep. But okay. I'm not able to switch the subscriptions. You would have to do that online.
So I go online, I cancel this one.
I can cancel this one, yes. But you'll still get the shipment from the ones that were already sent to the warehouse on the 22nd.
Oh, then that means I
we can't stop those
stuff. I have to ship them back.
Right.
Well, probably not, because I'm sure they're still sitting there. You know, God, it should not take a month. Just for the kicks, I ordered there's two Batman cars, the little small ones that were on sale, good price. And I ordered them way back when I first ordered this. And I just, as of Tuesday, I think those were, they said they're shipped. And I'm thinking, what I don't understand is the things that are really hard to get is the Sony cameras, because they're the same way, they're back ordered and all. But I do that out of B&H in New York. And boy, when I have those damn things in 2-3 days at the most, you know, and they don't even charge me for shipping on that stuff. Of course, it's expensive too, you know. It's $3,000. This thing is darn near $2,000. I think it's $1,017.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much the Jeep is complete?
I really don't. I don't have the exact price.
Okay. Well, if I canceled that today, you say I'd have to ship it back, but the chances are that it probably has not been shipped. But by the time you guys let them know, or my email lets them know, then they'll ship the thing and I have to pay to ship it back, right?
Yes, sir. Or once you get them, you can refuse it, write return a sender on the box, and send it back without opening it, of course.
Oh, I see. That would be another. What do you think my chances are of them shipping? You can't call a warehouse and ask them if it's shipped?
No, that's why I've sent over an email. I've sent over the escalation to check on your shipping.
Yeah. What did they say?
I haven't gotten anything back yet. It normally takes about 24 hours for a response, but they will respond to you directly, not to me.
Wow. Well, I'm afraid I'd be doing this again Tuesday and then again Friday, and just scares the bejesus out of me that, you know, all you have to do is not be able to get one or two kits, and you've invested in it $1,700 in something that you can't complete, and that would be really tragic too. You know, I'm wondering, can you guys stay in business by doing it this way? If it wasn't for your product being so good, I really doubt. Or, you know, like I said, you know, if I cancel it, then I can get my friend in Britain to go buy the thing and just ship it to me. Would be the other way. For right now, it looks like that'd be faster. Because I did that for a certain cologne that you can't buy, you know, only in Britain. And You know, he got that thing to me in a couple of weeks. So.
All right, I'm so sorry, sir. I really don't anything more right now. But once we find that out, we'll definitely, you'll receive that email in reference to the shipping.
Oh, well, what I've been told that, though, since April, or the 8th, for sure, you know, that I'd get it by the 8th for sure. That was going to be the latest date, would have been the 8th. And that's, now we've gone a whole month. So, oh, God, decision. It's not your fault. I'm not...
I completely understand. You know, you want your items.
Like I say, when you're 78 years old, you want to make damn sure that you may have enough time to finish it. And at this rate, you know, I'm in perfect health and, you know, I'm fine. I'm going stir crazy. If I had something like that here to work with, I finished that first two little pieces that you guys sent me real quick, you know, and it looks nice. You know, I thought, well, maybe I'll just mount that on the wall and you get a frame and just frame the bumper. Closest I'll ever. I've always wanted a DeLorean, period. And I found out through all this, because of you guys and checking, I found out they've still got full-body DeLoreans and stuff. You can buy them if you can afford them. Be neat to buy the body, and put an electric car in it. Mm. Would be perfect. Wouldn't cost much more than your model.
Oh wow.
No, it would, but I don't know what they want for them. But they still have all the parts for complete DeLoreans, the motors, everything. In a warehouse down in Texas. So, and like I wrote the letter when I first ordered this thing, you know, if and when you'd ever, you know, just put the kit out for the DeLorean, because you're about 90% there already, and the actual DeLorean itself, because everybody that I've showed this to and talked to, you know, they said, you know, God, I'd order one if it was just the DeLorean, because they're not into the, you know, the gimmick stuff. You know, I mean, the movie. In fact, some of them didn't even like the movie. I thought it was pretty funny, pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't even have to charge royalties they wouldn't have to pay the movie people. And I'm sure that's expensive, the royalties rights to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that could cut the price down. You'd probably be busier than heck if they would come out with one of those. But who knows what they're probably not thinking about anything new if they can't even keep up with what they got. They should slow down on their advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So... and I still haven't figured out how I got your ad, but I was just shocked as heck, because I'd been looking at, you know, the scaled down models. Most of my models are 32, and I think this is like 6 or something, 6 the size or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's twice the price, but those excavators they got. With the hydraulics, and it's real hydraulics now for the, you know, the big steam shovel, they call it the, you know, the earth movers.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of those that are about the same, but they weigh several hundred pounds. they're not light, and you can get them, and they're not even painted. You know, you have to paint the parts before you put them together. Or for about $3,000, you can buy one that's in a gigantic wooden crate that would load down the back of a pickup. But they're models. They're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually do real mining with them, except They said that on a busy day, if they're lucky to get 7 ounces of gold, so, or $7 worth of gold, and that didn't even pay for their beer.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was funny. Well, it gives them a chance to, you know, the boy thing, the guys to get together and, you know, big boys with their toys, big toys. Yeah, a lot of those weigh, you know, 200-300 pounds. Mm-hmm. So they're big models. But they actually work. They're exactly like the real ones. You know, and the weird part of it is the ones out of China, and some of them are really nice, around the $3,000 mark.
Mm-hmm.
You get the same ones out of Germany that are built like a Swiss watch. Those things that can go up to $10,000 for a model.
Oh, wow.
And I go, holy crap. Well, they're absolutely identical to the big thing. You know, even on the fender, they got a big fire extinguisher, you know, and the labels and the warning labels and all the labels are there and all. It's detailed. But so is this. I mean, you know, you guys have the little tabs. I thought tabs were hard to put on a regular car because once they go down, they don't come off. You know, putting a tab on a car is tricky. Well, try to put it on your little model. And
right,
that light,
I can imagine.
Well, it's so tiny, and you got to get it right. They did send two extras, you know, and they're hologram, too. So I can't even photograph them. The reflection, I get a bunch of fancy colors off from it. If you get it tilted just right, you know, you can actually see what's written on it. So, well, I don't know what the hell they're doing, and I don't want to be sitting here next month going, I don't want to go through February the same way and not, you know, God, you know how many times that's the only reason I check my email anymore is to see if you guys are on there. Your ads are coming through real well.
Uh-huh.
And it's called US something in the name, and your billing is a little bit different. I think it's just the name. But good thing your product's really, really good, because I don't think many people would go through all this for this long a time, you know. And whoever's, you know, you'd think that they'd hire a few more people at your warehouse or something. But all right, well, I don't know what to do. I'll think about it. We'll just leave it, see if I get anything in the next day or two. If not, I'll call back and cancel and maybe try the Jeep. Did they tell you they got all the parts for the Jeep, or you didn't know?
I sent over that question to them, and they'll respond back.
Oh, they haven't talked?
I haven't gotten a response back on the items for the Jeep yet.
Yeah. Well, would you email me if you find out?
Well, it'll come directly to you. Any questions that you ask with the warehouse, it'll come to you.
Oh, okay.
They'll respond to you.
Okay.
Not to me directly.
Because, you know, after I ordered this one, you know, if it had been the straight DeLorean, I would have stuck. But I thought, well, you know, should have probably ordered the Jeep. You know, and I should have went with my gut feelings on this, because this, you know, because of it being a trick pony show with the Back to the Future theme, that I could see where that, you know, could jam things up. So, okay, well, I'll wait a couple days and see if I hear from the warehouse. You just email them an address, right?
Right, your account number, and they'll respond back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll wait a call. Till next Tuesday, and if I haven't heard, then I'll just cancel this one.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling. Go, Monsi. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.